when Christ was born, coming to the world. But now we're entering into the time of the year when it's kind of sober time. Sober time. And think about death. God's Son dying. To be loved that much that God Himself would send His Son to die for you. Folks, we're so blessed. In your Bible today, turn to Psalms 86. Psalms 86. And also Proverbs 1:28. Psalms 86. We're in a time in our country and in the world at large today where people are so discouraged. Many people are full of fear. But folks, we're God's people. We're not supposed to have to live in fear. Because we got a hope. We've got the Lord living in us. Amen? So I want to talk about hope that's promised to us. We have a hope. A lot of this world don't have a hope. In Psalms 86 and verse 7, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Think about that verse. Make that personal. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee and believe. I will answer thee. What a great verse. In Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 28. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. That don't sound too good, does it? They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Some people's waiting too late. Waiting too late. And they won't have any hope. Some contrasting. We got hope as believers. We got the promise of God that He is with us. That He's for us. We need to remember this. And it's because of the grace of God. And because Jesus Christ took our place, paid for all of our sin. Loving God, thank you that you are our God, our Father, which art in heaven, and hallowed be thy name on this Lord's day, when we, as thy people, gather together to worship the one true, eternal, righteous God, our Father. And Lord, as we come to you on these days, there's so many people today that's frightened, fearful. There's so many people don't know what to do. Lord, help people to realize they can go to the Word of God and find comfort, find strength, and find hope. Lord, you know what's best for all of us. And you are a sovereign God. That means you control everything. You allow everything. You can put a stop to anything. And you know what you're doing or what you're allowing. Help us as the people of God to just trust you. Just put our confidence in you, Lord. Yes, we should be careful. We should be mindful of others, but yet help us to just trust our God, who's able to keep us, because you are our refuge. You are the one that we can find shelter in and protection, because you love us. Help me as I stand before your people today. I'm little, Lord. I'm helpless, Lord. I just hear with your word to try to encourage and challenge and to be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're living in some trying times like this world has never known before. Our nation's survival depends somewhat on us staying apart from each other. Isn't that sad? An enemy has invaded our land, and our nation was not prepared. The doctor can't help you now. That gets bad, don't it? This enemy is from the enemy of darkness. Do you know that? The enemy of darkness. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 12, the Apostle Paul wrote, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So Satan is always the enemy that's out to discourage, to hurt, and harm people. And for some reason, the Lord is allowing it to happen. And it's on a worldwide scale. The psalmist said in 31:24, "Be of good courage, though, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord." Are you one to hoping in the Lord? Are you one of the Lord's children? Well, listen to what the Word says. We have to listen to what the Word says. We have to claim what the Word says. When you pray for somebody, you got to claim what the Word says. God said he delighted in the showing mercy. You got to tell God when you pray, "God, you said you delighted in showing mercy." We need mercy, God, because he means what he says. He said he delighted in it. He said he was great in mercy. He said he's plenteous in mercy. You got to believe him. You got to hold him to that. We're his people. He's given us his word to believe. We got to trust him, what he says. We got to hold him to what he says. It don't mean we're arrogant. No, we believe in him. Psalms 33:18, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him." Fear him. Don't fear your enemy. God's got the enemy under control. Amen? The Bible says his eye is upon them that fear him, the living, eternal God who hates sin. God is God. He is to be reverenced. He's not to be lived like you're scared to death of him. He's not talking about that kind of fear. He's talking about you respect who he is. This is his word. This is what he's saying to me and you. Trust him. This book is not Sears and Roebuck catalog. Amen? Amen. This is a living word. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Are you reverencing God? Are you walking humbly before the Lord? Are you believing him? Upon them that hope in his mercy. Did you get that last part of that verse? Are you hoping in the mercy of the Lord? If you fear God, you can hope in his mercy. Because he says, my mercy is to every generation. It's to every generation. That includes my generation, your generation. There's mercy with the Lord. The Lord delights to show mercy, church. Now, you can't be arrogant, but you got to respect God for who he is. He's God. And his word says he delights to show mercy. You can put your hope in him. Oh, I know throughout the psalmist is always crying before the Lord, weeping before the Lord because of his trouble. We do too. But we can hope in the Lord. And at the right time and in the right manner, God shows mercy. Because he's a God of mercy. Amen? The word hope is found in the Bible 121 times. The word hope, listen to what I'm saying to you. It's in there 121 times. Why? To keep reminding us there's hope in the Lord. There's hope with the Lord for God's people. For God's people. The Bible is God's word, and it's a book that gives hope. It means what it says, and it says what it means. Don't let the enemy scare you. The enemy's on a leash. Amen? The enemy's on a leash. He can't go no further than God allows him. The Almighty quiet. Let me say, with God there's hope. The days can look dark. The days can look dreary. But with God there's hope if you're a child of God. We're children of light. Amen? If there was a time our nation needed hope, it's now. Our national leaders are talking about an unseen enemy wrecking our people's health and the economy of our nation. You know, maybe we need it. Amen? Maybe we need it. Maybe we've got too comfortable as a nation, as a world. Our national leaders are talking about this unseen enemy wrecking our people's health and the economy. Let me say, we have always had an unseen enemy attacking us. Did you know that? We've always had an unseen enemy. The devil's always on my case. He's after every one of us. Trying to discourage you today. Trying to get you to be afraid today. Aren't you one of God's children? Put your hope in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Live for the Lord. He knows who you are. The Bible says, I know who's mine. People by the thousands are sick or fearful they'll get the virus. That can be deadly. And it can be. I read today where a cat's got it. The virus has gotten the attention of not only our country, but of over 150 countries in the world has got it. It may get worse. People are fearful, and some seem to be panicking as people are losing their jobs, and some are getting sick from the virus, and many are dying. Well, it's appointed unto once to die. You got to die anyway. Now's a good time, ain't it? Go home to be with the Lord. Amen. Amen. You're going to die sometime. Now's a good time. Amen. EMC won't get another payment. Amen. Praise God. This is serious time for our nation and the world. I'm not making light of it. But I'm just saying, if you're a Christian, you got a hope. You're not alone. Now's the time to check up on us. What's our priorities? What's our priorities in life? Yeah, that's it. About me. The medical people are in need of equipment, from gloves, masks, gowns, ventilators, respirators, etc., in order to treat the people with virus. I feel for the medical people today. I got 3 young'uns in it. While there's a great discussion about all these various needs and how to get them, I'm not hearing much about calling on God from help anywhere. Are y'all? Y'all hearing anybody talking about needing God? And folks, that's where the hope's at. God is the hope. It's not the doctors. It's not even a vaccine, folks. You know what? God could keep them from getting a vaccine that would work. I mean, he warned the Jewish people for over 100 years. You better straighten up. Think about how much Jeremiah cried over them Jews. They wouldn't listen to him. And God finally said, Jeremiah, don't even pray for them no more. And he let old Nebuchadnezzar come down there. And you know what happened? Before it was over with, they were eating their babies and the dead men. That's how bad God let it get with them. You think it's bad now? Them Jews wouldn't listen. Let me ask you something today, church. Are you listening to God? Amen. Put your trust in the Lord. Jeremiah 29:12. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. When you straighten up, Jews, God says, I'll listen and hearken. God says, America, if you'll straighten up, I'll listen. When you call on me, I just want to tell you today, there's hope with the Lord. The Lord promises hope. If we'll put our trust in Him. Let me tell you something, little church, little sheep, little flock, you might could be the cause of saving this whole nation. Amen? I'm going to tell you something. Dynamite comes in small packages. God's people has always been a minority. So we got to humble ourselves as a church. We got to be serious about living for the Lord. We got to clean up our act. We got to keep going forward in the name of the Lord, living for the Lord. Not fearful of what the devil's going to do, but fearful of what God can do if we don't obey Him. If we're ever going to need God, now's the time. Amen. God can do what man cannot do. God may have allowed this virus to get our attention. I know this nation needs his attention. If we in our stupidity fail to call upon him, how tragic that'll be. I get sick and tired of our leaders talking about what a mighty nation we are. Folks, you're no stronger than God allows you to be. He can take you down any second. For the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's time to pray and encourage others to pray. Is God warning people one more time just before the rapture takes place? Are we right on the verge of the rapture happening? Because it's not just in a local case, one location. It's all over the world now. You know, next Sunday we might not be here. The rapture might take place. Is God giving people one last opportunity to get saved before the tribulation begins? I don't know. I know one thing. He's got the world's attention. But I'm afraid that there's not too many people looking or focusing on him. They're thinking the doctors are going to get a vaccine. Folks, we need more than a vaccine. We need salvation in this world. We need salvation. We don't need a vaccine. I do not know, but one thing I do, the church at large needs to repent. If y'all knew like what I know about what's going on in churches today, it scares some of you. Of what's going on in churches today in the name of church. It's church, all right. Some of it's even demonic. Hey, and now the Lord knows it. He sees it. Listen to the psalmist again. I just love the psalmist, folks. The psalmist is like too much like me, or I'm too much like him. Psalm 33:22. Listen to this. Please listen. Psalms 33:22. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us. Do y'all feel the plead in his heart? Lord, let your mercy be upon us. Hey, do y'all want mercy? We need mercy more than the vaccine, folks. We need, let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Are you hoping in the Lord? See, it goes right back to what I've been trying to preach today. If you've got your hope in the Lord, there's mercy. If you're focused on the Lord, there's mercy. Psalms 38:15. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. In thee, O Lord. Where's your hope at today? In a vaccine? Or the Lord? Where's your hope at today? Got to put your hope in the Lord. I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm depending on the Lord. The Lord's my Lord. He's my hiding place. He's my refuge. He's my God. In Him I trust. For in Thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord, my God. You hear how desperate that psalmist is. Are you desperate yet, church? Have you got desperate yet? Before this is over with, you'll be desperate. A lot of people be desperate. When they're fighting over toilet tissue, it's getting desperate, ain't it? Amen. The Old Testament and New Testament promises help from God. Are y'all listening to me? The Old Testament and the New Testament promises help from God. Folks, it's times like these you can put your trust in the Lord, your confidence in the Lord, but you need to be living for the Lord before times like these come. They said, I got amen that time I heard. Amen. If people only realize God wants to bless people. God wants to bless this world. He made it. Sometimes God lets us wallow in misery because we fail to repent of our sins and trust Him and live like we should be living. He lets us just wallow in misery. I don't know what I'm going to do. We cannot make God help us. Did you know that? You can't make Him happy. You can squall and bawl, crawl. You can't make Him do anything. You know what makes God do something? When we live right. We can't make the virus go away neither, can we? Let's face it, we all need God, and God has been patient with us. But now He may have had enough of our indifference, our neglect, and our attitude towards Him as the Church of Jesus Christ in the world. He just may be had enough. Too many churches, it's just religion. When I read the Old Testament, I often see God warning and warning His people. Just keep warning them, begging them, pleading with them. But they fail to listen. I mean, you got the history of it right there in the book. Then they have trouble. And they have problems. And then they're even enslaved. Why? They wouldn't listen to God warning them. God would send plagues or enemies to His own people. You see, listen, just because you're an American don't mean the enemy can't come get us. God loved those Jews, but He let, as I've already said, He let the enemy come, tear their temple down, tear their city down. And before that all happened, they were eating babies, as I've already said, and eating old people. God let that happen to His people. Are you all listening to me? You think we're too good for that? Oh, listen, folks. Oh, listen. I'm telling you that too many church people are too casual and unconcerned. There is too much sin and in the church, like the church at Laodicea. What most people do not realize is God is our hope. Listen to Jeremiah 32:17. And, O Lord God, behold, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for Thee. God could get rid of that virus just like that. But He may not need to get rid of it. God can help us. God is for us. But we have got to trust Him. Life's got to be about Him, not about me. Too much life about me. It's by faith in God that people get the victory in their life. Trusting in the Lord. Living for the Lord. Listen to me. Remember the three Hebrew boys in the book of Daniel? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refused to bow down and worship the idol of Nebuchadnezzar. And you know what happened to them? They were thrown into a fiery furnace. Hey, these was believers in God. They were trusting God. They trusted God all the way to the fiery furnace. And the fire never even was even smell on them. Never even singed their hair. But the only thing that fire burnt was the cords that had on their feet and hands. Yeah. God is able, folks. Even in troublesome and awful times to deliver people that trust in Him. They were trusting in Him. Remember, Daniel himself refused to stop praying to God. Oh, the orders were, anybody caught praying to any other God besides Nebuchadnezzar? Oh, they'd be put in the lion's den. Well, what happened to Daniel? He kept praying three times a day to his God, the one he believed in. And so somebody told on him. They took Daniel and put him in the lion's den. But them old lions didn't want that preacher. He was too rank for them. Amen? You remember David, the little lad of 17 years of age? He went out to the army, take his brothers some food. Got there and he found Israel's army scared to death. There was the Philistines across the way there with a giant nearly 10 foot tall taunting God's people. That little 17-year-old boy, he just couldn't understand that. What's the matter with y'all? So he took his little old sling and a stone, went out there and met that 10-foot giant. And with one sling and one stone, he come tumbling down. And then he took that giant's own sword and cut his head off. Let me tell you something, folks. It ain't size. When you're with God, God always uses the small. God don't need a big crowd. Remember Gideon? He started out with 30,000. God said, hey, you got too many soldiers. He let 20,000 go home. God says, hey, you still got too many, Gideon. I don't need that many to beat that crowd. Take them down to the river. Let them drink some water. And those that, as they walked through that river and left that water up like that on their hands, they wouldn't even stop. They were wanting to get over there. That's the crowd that got to go fight the army. 300. Amen. And you know what? They used lamps. 300 lamps. And it scared them to death in the dark. The enemy thought it was 300 companies. And it was only 300 men. And they killed themselves. Hey, God's God, folks. And He's our God. He's got hold of the situation. Preacher, you better believe this stuff. The Bible has many who showed their faith and trust in God no matter what they were facing. We are His people, a people of faith, and we are called to trust God. God's able to defend us. He's able to protect us. You ain't going to heaven till He gets ready. Amen? You are going to heaven, aren't you? Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. When Job lost all his possessions, his body was racked with boils from head to toe. He replied to his wife, who told him to curse God and die. He said, "Though God slay me, I'll still keep trusting him." And God double blessed him after all that. Oh, he went through something now for about a year. But when he come through that test, God blessed him. Hey, God can bless us at this time. Just keep trusting him. Just keep loving him. Keep serving him. Don't let the devil frighten you. He's a liar. Amen? Hey, say it with me. He's a liar. The Bible teaches we are the people of faith. Psalms 39:7. "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee." I got my hope in the Lord. I'm depending on the Lord. What about my brothers and sisters here in church today? Who are you depending on? You depending on a vaccine? What are you depending on? A miracle? If you trust in the Lord, you'll have more than a miracle. We're the Lord's people, folks. Don't you forget it. Remember what the psalmist said. "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee." Oh, I got problems, but Lord, I'm trusting you. My God's bigger than the problem, amen? This problem just covers the world. My God covers the universe, amen? Lamentations, a book written by Jeremiah 3:24. "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him." Great day in the morning, folks. Isn't that good? "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul." I'm saved and I know it. Can you say that? "Therefore I'm hoping in the Lord to take care of me." God has made all of us for himself. And when we run off to do our thing, we get in trouble with God. Job 8:13 says, "So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish." The hypocrite. The people that don't trust God, they ain't going to have no hope. Amen? Today, even church people are robbing God, denying God, refusing to serve God. Church people. Because they put their own interest above God's interest. God's concern is the eternal soul of all men. That's God's concern. God wants everybody everywhere to be saved. He wants them Muslims saved. He wants them Russians, them Chinese, all them Asians, them Africans, them South Americans. God wants these Americans saved. That's what God's interested in. And God's at work. We might not like what God's doing, but he's doing it anyway. We have too many in Christendom who are chasing after the things of this world when we have been told to follow after Jesus Christ. Follow after Jesus Christ. The things of Christ. Maybe we're living too fast today. Think about it. Are we living too fast? I'm afraid too many don't have time for God. I got to go here. I got to do this. I'm going to do that. Maybe we have forgot God. God's not too important to too many people today. Maybe God is angry at our forgetfulness, our sin of omission and commission. God's interest is souls saved and not our bank accounts or pleasure. Remember Lazarus in Luke 16? He was a beggar. Eat the crumbs from a rich man's table. Can you all imagine such? Jesus told about it. I don't believe it was a parable myself. Some do, but I don't think it was. He named a name there. They don't normally name names. There was a rich man. Boy, he was rich, but he died too. Now he's a beggar. Life's reversed. A lot of people in this world are rich. Rich, but when they die, they become beggars. Beggars. Don't have anything else. They don't have nothing else. It's not what you got, but it's who you know that's important. Why is everyone so worried when there's a loving God wanting to hear from us? Church, are we part of the problem? Are y'all listening to God's word today? God says, put your hope in me. Put your trust in me. Live for me. I love you, God says. Look at our Sunday school lesson, how much God loves you. No human has ever suffered like the Messiah suffered. Even his soul was made an offering for sin. Not just his body, but his very soul. That's how much you're loved. And you don't have time for him? Every minute of the day is a gift from God for you. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. Y'all listening to that word of God? The Lord is good. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. There's trouble in the world today. There's more than a vice. We got all kind of criminals and low lifes kicking in doors, robbing people, stealing. So much going on that's evil in the sight of God. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him, Nahum said. God knows who's trusting him. You don't have to live fearful. Bible's clear about that. You live trusting the Lord. We need to refocus on God and heed his word and put him first. Put him first in my life. How often do you pick up your Bible when you get home during the week? Do you have time for the Bible? I just said a while ago, if you got a smart TV, You want some real good Bible teaching or preaching? All you got to do is go to YouTube. You can go to YouTube and get some good preaching. Now, there's a lot of rotten mess on there, too. Now, I can assure you of that. You better watch that, what you're listening to. Now, I've been going back and getting some of the old-timers, listening to them. Take time for God in your life. When you sit down at the dinner table, are you picky with what you eat? I am. I just eat what I like. Getting the Word of God, you'll like all that. It's all good for you. God's Word says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. He's supposed to be our God in this nation. Well, we've outlawed him. We don't want him in Congress. We don't want him in business. A lot of churches don't want him. They want their religion. You'd be surprised how many today's praying to Mary. Not that one either. The days we're living in are so uncertain. Our world is so easily shaken. But there's a solid ground, and you just have to know where to find it. Jesus told of a house built on the sand and the house that was built on the rock. A lot of people are building their life on sand. It's going to crumble. They're going to be destroyed with what they built, with their life with. Matthew 7:24, Jesus said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And ever one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. People are building their lives either on solid rock are on sinking sand. Prophet Isaiah points out the truth that the Lord will be the stability of your times. God is our rock. He's not surprised with what's going on in our world or in our lives. He loves us. He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. And he said that whoever would believe in my Son would have everlasting life. And here's a prescription for peace in these unsettled times. Pray often. Read God's Word. Put your trust and faith in Him alone. And I close with this from Isaiah 54 and verse 1. What a verse. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. What a verse. Trust God. Love God. Serve God. Don't live your life in fear. Live for the Lord. He's able to take care of us. Oh yeah, be wise. But you can trust in the Lord. I can trust in the Lord. He'll make a way for us. Amen? Amen. Loving God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Word of God, the promises of God, and the mercies of God. And I pray for this world that's living in such fear today. So many are troubled. So many don't know what to do. And yet the Word of God says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Thank you, Lord, for the hope we have. Thank you for being our God and our Savior, who promised never to leave us or forsake us. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. May the Lord speak to hearts, comfort hearts. I want to comfort your hearts. Trust in the Lord. His mercies are everlasting. Amen. His mercies is everlasting. It's available for every person who's wise enough to turn their life over to Him.